Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 317. You have been given your measure of faith. The Lord Jesus Christ has said it plainly, whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Sounds like he wants everybody to be saved, doesn't it? And yes, specifically, he does, for we read, he desires all men to be saved. But all have sinned. And by nature all are alienated from God, so that the call is to us all, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. How can we believe while we're alienated? And for many people, that idea of believing seems difficult. For them, that is the one great hurdle in the way of salvation. They don't know how to believe. They think they can't. But right here is where everything comes into focus. God has dealt to each one the measure metron in Greek of faith. Here's the idea: no matter how badly you have been miseducated, or have sinned, or been perverted, or wandered away, or how deeply against him you have rebelled, God has given you that measure metron of faith. Yes. He doesn't say that he has offered you a measure of faith, he has dealt to you that measure of faith. The original word means to part, deal, distribute, divide, give part. You have been given your metron of faith. You have already received the ability to believe. God has put enmity between the serpent and the woman. Now face up to reality, nothing but your own perverse choice to deny, to expel, to crush, to trample upon that measure of faith God has already given you, can keep you out of the eternal kingdom of God.